The 1990s saw a wave of democratization sweep over Africa. In many places, multi-party politics became the norm. Free and fair elections became a reality, not just a dream. People talked of a new breed of African leaders. Fast forward to 2012. A generation of autocratic presidents for life is nearing extinction. The military dictatorships that so dominated the 1960s, 70s, and 80s are a thing of the past. Yet the strong constitutional democracy remains a work in progress. In the interim, West Africa has seen the rise of a hybrid species, the transitional military junta, democratization by coup d'etat. Coups are being billed as the restart button for constitutional democracies that hit a rough patch, when in fact experts say they almost always do more damage than good.
Je crois que du point de vue des principes, c'est assez clair. Je crois qu'il y a très peu de situations où on peut défendre un régime militaire.
International Crisis Group West Africa director Gilles Yabi says very rarely is a coup the best or only option. He says there are exceptions like Guinea, which in 2009 was emerging from decades of military authoritarian rule. But on the whole, coups are dangerous to long-term stability. Mauritania in 2008, Guinea in 2009, Niger in 2010, Mali in 2012. Across what some call the coup belt, soldiers are jumping in to fill leadership vacuums or uproot elected presidents who illegally try to stay in power. Each case is unique, but the playbook is usually the same. Step one, seize the state media, then attack the presidential palace before crowding in front of a TV camera to declare yourself in charge. Then you promise a new and improved democracy, rewrite the constitution, and ultimately hold elections. That was Mali on March 22nd. Disgruntled soldiers ousted President Amadou Toumani Touré just weeks before the election that would have marked his retirement. Cue the chaos and international condemnation. Yet thousands of Malians took to the streets to support the coup. Ampoulou Boukoun says there was no democracy in Mali. He says it's only the army that can save them from the corruption and incompetence of political leaders. He says they do not care what the international community says. He says this is their country, and they want the army to restore order. It's what analysts call authoritarian nostalgia. Political scientist and expert in African civil-military relations, Boubacar Njai, says Africans are finding out that democracy is a slow and messy process.
The military was supposed to be the savior, and they projected an image of strength and steady hand of power. When democracy came, and with its chaos, of course, and the energy that it unleashed, and all the contradictions that came to the fore, and people started to become uneasy about that, the uncertainty of democracy, and of course, the hard times that have continued after the democratic regime started coming in. All of that made people say, well, maybe we were better off when we had a strong leader, etc. People tend to think that maybe the past was better, and the past was typically military regimes that were authoritarian.
But analysts say military regimes don't do it better. They don't ensure economic growth, human rights, or development. A military leader has not been any more able to lower the price of a bag of rice or fight corruption than a civilian one. The military structure, they say, is designed for battle, not governance. At the same time, Njai says many times the soldiers' grievances are legitimate.
Yeah, we're too quick to blame the military. Truly, it's an institution that has the monopoly of a certain lethal force, and it can, better than any other institution, get its way in a crisis situation. But we should not forget, many coups are really to be blamed on the behavior of civilian rulers.
Even opponents to the coup in Mali acknowledge that, yes, President Amadou Toumani Touré had turned a blind eye to drug trafficking and growing insecurity. He had, they concede, sent soldiers to fight heavily armed Tuareg rebels in the north without adequate food or ammunition. In Niger, President Mamadou Tanja had dissolved the government and rewritten the constitution to extend his mandate before soldiers finally blasted a hole in the palace walls and kidnapped the elderly president in 2010. The junta organized elections the following year that restored democracy and brought a longtime opposition leader to power. Many begrudgingly called it the good coup, though analysts in Niger say it did little to curb the military's tendency or ability to intervene in politics, as it has countless times since independence. Whatever the intentions of coup leaders, the outcomes are fairly predictable. A researcher at the U.S.-based Council on Foreign Relations, Andrew Miller, ran the numbers in a study published in late 2011. He found that between 1945 and 2008, Africa saw approximately 363 coups, coup attempts, and coup plots. For every one coup that resulted in a real democratic transition, he found that five more pushed countries toward autocracy. Coups, he found, breed more coups.
Military rule, it breaks down the politico-military divide, which is a key tenet for any democracy. When you have coups in a lot of these, you know, not just African countries, but around the world, when you have coups, it sort of blurs that line and people become more tolerant of the military getting involved, which is definitely problematic in the long term.
The latest victim, ousted Malian President Touré, is a former general and putschist himself. He was dubbed the Soldier of Democracy after he overturned a repressive military leader in 1991 and organized elections the following year. He went on to win the presidency himself in 2002. Yet on March 22nd, Mr. Touré met the same fate as the leader he had ousted exactly 21 years earlier. So what does the future hold? Are military regimes better than constitutional rule? Could West Africa backslide toward autocracy? In a word, analysts say no. Despite recent flare-ups in West Africa, coups have, on the whole, been on a downward trajectory since the mid-20th century. Countries like Senegal, Ghana, and Benin have carried out a few peaceful, democratic changes of government.
À nouveau, plus il y a des situations, des facteurs d'insécurité graves.
However, ICG West Africa Director Yabi says corruption and insecurity, like armed rebellions and terrorism, will continue to give the military pretext to meddle in politics. Military rule, he says, will seem stronger so long as constitutional governments are weak. He says countries must reform security sectors inherited from post-colonial days and build strong, lasting institutions. They must convince citizens, he says, that democracy is what is best and not just what is in fashion. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.